Look, I know, I get it. It's just one preseason game. There are a lot of positives to come out of the Spurs win over the Jazz. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I am Jeff Garcia, your host for today. I'm with Ken's 5 San Antonio, their Spurs beat writer. Glad to have you back. Yeah, the Spurs got their season underway. Well, at least their preseason slate, as they got the W over the Utah Jazz out in San Antonio, 111-85. We're going to be recapping the game, looking at some individual play. And boy, were there a lot to talk about individual play, especially from one young rookie. We'll talk about him and a lot more. To do that, I am joined by Joe Garcia. He's with Two Shots Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. Joe. Well, first of all, welcome back to Locked On Spurs. And do we have to pump the brakes a little bit about this win the Spurs got last night, or are you kind of smiling right now?
No, I'm just smiling and having fun with it. I mean, it's the first game that we're actually seeing in quite some time. Yes, it is preseason, the first preseason game. And if you were lucky enough to even catch this game, you saw something really amazing out of, you know, one of your youngest players, the youngest player in the NBA draft, in Josh Primo. And then, you know, Jock Landale looked great. You know, Doug McDermott looked good. I mean, Keldon Johnson was, you know, he came in and he started hitting fadeaway jumpers. Derek White looked like he was working on a little fadeaway. I mean, a little teardrop, should I say. So there's some things to get excited about. Sure, it's preseason, but it's Spurs basketball, Jeff. What's not to love?
Exactly. So, you know, before we go on, Joe, again, let's couch that right away. This was just a preseason game. The Jazz didn't have a full complement of players. I think Joel Ingles didn't play. Rudy Gobert, you know, didn't play. Donovan Mitchell played. But again, you know, it's just preseason game. So let's go and dive into it, Joe. Before we get into the individual play, let's talk about the overall play. And what stood out right away was the pace. Pop was right at media day, saying that it's going to be an enjoyable product on the court as far as fast pace. And boy, were they pushing the ball, Joe, weren't they?
Yeah, they were pushing the pace, you know, going up and down the court. And that's to be expected with this young core, you know. You're going to have to go ahead and play that up-tempo basketball to kind of keep up with the other teams that have, a better plethora of talent than we do. While the young Spurs are able to keep up out there with the, you know, with the depleted Jazz, you know, because they're not playing with the full roster right now. They did make some mistakes here and there, and it's to be expected. But nonetheless, Jeff, this was a really fun game to watch, and you're really excited if you're a Spurs fan out of what you saw from your young core.
Yeah, fast pace was the first thing that caught my eye. Just attacking the rim, pushed the ball up. The ball didn't really stop. You know, as far as, you know, a player that demands touches, you know, like DeMar DeRozan, Marcus Aldridge, those guys are gone. There was some movement around, but initially, the team didn't shoot the ball well, did they, Joe? You know, kind of missing out some 3-point shots, didn't, you know, call it jitters, in a preseason opening night game, but I hope that gets better as the season moves on, Joe.
You hope it gets better, you know, but at the end of the day, I mean, we kind of know that going in, this is going to be a fun team to watch. But the key here is development. You know, you're going to want to see your players get better. And with that comes the growing pains. And we saw a little bit of the growing pains tonight. They didn't shoot the ball quite that well, you know, from beyond the arc. As you had pointed out earlier when we were kind of talking back and forth, there's some little things that they need to clean up. But, you know, they're going to get better as the season, you know, unfolds. It's preseason right now. They're shaking off the rust, but there was a lot of things that you can go ahead and take away and say, you know what, this is going to be a fun team to watch.
Absolutely. The Spurs dominated from beginning to end. There really wasn't a moment where the Spurs looked like they'll be lost, or they might see the lead slip away. They really controlled the game. You're looking at a quarter by quarter. They won the first period 24-18, won the second 20-25, obviously leading at half. And then that third quarter came, exploded offensively 38-23. And that at that point, the Spurs pretty much sealed the preseason win. One thing I liked about it is that they controlled the boards. They talked about this leading into the game, that they're going to be one of the better defensive teams. And I get it's just one game, but they were able to control that board. They out-rebounded the Jazz 60-47. That's pretty good. And They actually won the block battle 6-5. Joe, you're seeing, I guess, fertile ground for a very good defensive team, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, the Spurs played a great defensive, game. And you saw that, even saw Jakob Poeltl being very active around the rim, blocking shots. You saw the same thing out of Jock Landale. You like what he had to do, what he had as far as his inside presence in the paint, going up for the rebounds, being aggressive, guarding his opponent, and you like the aggression out of the Spurs as a whole. And they were really emphasizing on playing more team defense, not so much the individual defense, but the mm-hmm. team defense mm-hmm. kind of helping out when, you know that somebody's in trouble. I even saw, was it Devin Vassell trying to push Drew Eubanks into this position as they were mm-hmm. running down the court. Drew got in the way of Devin, and Devin got mad and kind of like gave him a hard shove. And he was mm-hmm. telling them, get in position, So I'm like, I kind of like that out of the young man. He's getting fired up there. He knows already that, Drew was not in position and he was trying to get him in a position defensively. Of course it turned into a turnover going the other way, but either way, you love what you're seeing out of this young core as far as them being able to play defense. And while it's fun and they can play defense, is it going to translate into a ton of wins? Probably not. But either way, it's going to be a fun team to watch. And I'm just looking forward again to seeing how they grow.
Yeah. And overall, though, you look at what they did. I mean, we talk about the job that they did to be able to establish themselves. They won the points in the paint battle, 44-42. Their largest lead, Joe, was 26 points. So they really put it on it. Now, look, did Utah shoot the ball very well? No, they didn't. 31% for the game. 23% from the three-point line for the Jazz. However, Joe, with three-point concerns heading into the offseason, after kind of a shaky start, as collectively as a team, they were able to rebound from that 12-34 from the three-point line. They took 34 attempts, Joe, 34. Last year, that probably was going to be unheard of for 35% shooting. Joe, you like the fact that they're, at least in one game, they're chucking up the three more.
Yeah, they are. And if you're looking at I'm looking at the shot charts right now from yesterday's game, should I say. And you're looking at and seeing the balance as far as where the scoring occurred. When you look at the Spurs, and even though they missed more than they made, you do like the overall spread as far as what they were doing, as far as shooting the ball from beyond the arc. It wasn't just, chunking it from, right at the top of the wing. They were going to the left, to the right, corner threes. And not only just the three-pointers, but you're seeing as far as their attack, it's more balanced. There was more mid-range jumpers. And they made a lot of points, point blank, Jeff. I mean, they had a lot of easy buckets, and you can see that from the shot chart. The Jazz, on the other hand, looks like they missed a ton of easy shots from inside the paint. They missed a ton of threes. It was a tough night for the Jazz. And you know what? Credit that to the Spurs defense, because if you look at the shot chart, it kind of shows you exactly what occurred during the complexion of the game.
What did you think about the fact that Pop let the guys make mistakes? You saw that from Primo. You saw that, several missed defensive assignments. I think that's good. Old Pop would have called a timeout immediately and just chewed everybody out. But he's letting these young guys play through their mistakes, Joe.
Does this sound familiar to you? You get one device that lets you catch the game live. Another that lets you stream your favorite shows while you watch sports highlights on your phone, and you got your neighbor's best friends log in for the good stuff. Yeah, we all been there. Well, I want to talk to you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before. So you can watch now your favorite sports, movies, and all the shows in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever, ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package.
Don't you love that sound of saving money? The ka-ching. from a sound of a cash register. Yo, that sound makes me smile. It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big misses. So it's just not just for big business. It's also for upstarts, startups, established businesses alike can sell everywhere, synchronized online and in-person sales, and effortlessly stay informed. Scaling your business is a journey of endless possibility. Believe me, this podcast starting out, selling some of the first things I have, from Built Bars to a bunch of other stuff. But hey, you know what? I've not stopped shopping there because success is a million milestone on a forever evolving path. I love how Shopify has the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Like mine, Shopify powers the 1.7 million businesses from first sale to full scale. And gain insight as you grow with detailed reporting of conversion rate, profit margins, and beyond. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. This is possibility powered by Shopify. You can reach customers online and across social networks with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and more. Go to Shopify.com/LockedOnNBA and for a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Grow your business with Shopify today. Go to Shopify.com/LockedOnNBA right now. Shopify.com/LockedOnNBA.
Yeah, they got to figure it out on their own. You know, Coach Pop can get mad and yell and scream at them, but ultimately, the only way that they're really going to learn is that they got to figure it out. You know, they can't get bailed out every time they make a mistake by a timeout. I mean, that's ridiculous. Pop's going to let them go ahead and, you know, play through it and see what they can do. And you know what? Rightfully so, because out there on the court right now, we don't really know who's going to emerge as his leader. You know, you have some of the veterans out there on the court. You know, you've got Jock Landale who he's been around for a little bit, but not in the NBA. He's played in, you know, the EuroLeague and whatnot. And you also have Jakob Poeltl, you know, Derek White, you have Drew Eubanks out there, you know, DeJounte Murray. So, I mean, you need to see who's going to emerge and be that vocal leader for this young core and who's, you know, how are they going to go ahead and push through it when they make some mistakes. You know, we saw them make some turnovers, you know, and that happens, you know, where they made some boneheaded plays, you know, just they were just not paying attention to the details, you know. And that's one thing that they're going to have to clean up as far as that certain aspect of the game. You're going to miss defensive assignments, but at the end of the day, they're only going to get better if they play through it. And it, to me, it's going to be interesting to see, Jeff, who's going to emerge as that leader, you know, and really take this team and say, hey, when you make a mistake, I'm going to call you out. You know, that's what I'm waiting to see.
Well, let's go and dive into some individual play that we saw. Once again, we're talking with Joe Garcia. He's the host of Two Shots Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast right now. Well, you know, talk about the leadership aspect of it. We did see it. You know, you mentioned, you know, the situation with Vassell, and you said Keldon kind of pushed him pushed him into position.
It was Devin Vassell.
Oh, Devin Vassell.
He was pushing Drew Eubanks.
Drew Eubanks, right. Sorry, excuse me.
To get him in position. I was like, wow.
So there's a little bit of that. I saw DeJounte Murray talking to the guys a lot during timeouts and as they're walking off the court or on the court. I like that. Pop said this was going to be kind of leadership by committee. Joe, is that the best way for this team to establish leadership, is just to them lead via each other? Or you still want one alpha to emerge?
I still want one alpha to emerge, you know, and it's the question is, who's that going to be, you know? We need to see somebody emerge here and actually be that alpha, you know, out on the court. And you would think it would either be Derek, it would be DeJounte, but, you know, the verdict's still out. So it's going to be interesting, you know, to see what's going to happen or what's going to occur this early in the season, you know, in the preseason. We haven't even started the regular season yet, but let's see what's going to happen.
Joe, one thing that was concerning for me is that Murray and Johnson didn't really connect on the three-point shot. You know, many looked at that as their next evolution, you know, for Murray especially, but for Johnson, maybe a mid-range to three-point line. That three ball didn't fall for them. They both missed on all their three-point attempts. Again, just one preseason game, maybe butterflies, you know, in their system, or is this something of concern for you?
It's just, you know, preseason jitters. You know, we got to see what they're going to wind up doing as we get a little bit further along. I mean, it's just one game. You know, sometimes it happens. You know, it could just be rust that they need to shake off. So let's go ahead and see what transpires in the next couple, you know, preseason games here. I'm sure they're going to start turning things around. You want to see at least Derek White be able to make a little bit more than just one, you know, three-pointer. I mean, he attempted a couple, but he attempted five and he only made
five.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Keldon attempted three and made zero. So, I mean, like, you know, it happens.
As did Murray. Yeah, Murray was 0 for 3 as well.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there you go. It seemed to me that the three-point shooting came from Jock Landau. It came from Joshua Primo. It came from some of the younger guys. You
know? Yeah, Drew Eubanks with the one three-pointer.
You know, and I'm sure it was a high shooting percentage for him, you know.
Right. Yeah. But no, I mean, again, this is just something to keep an eye on. Again, it's just one preseason game, but Johnson was very clear that he was working on his three shot, as was Murray. We all looking at Murray as that being his next evolution, the 3-point shot. He has to make that if he wants to, you know, emerge as one of the better point guards in the NBA. That needs to knock down. Keldon Johnson, the same thing for him. He's pretty much all attack the basket, and that's about it. Now, look, he did go 3 for 8 from the field overall, but, you know, yeah, you want to see him expand his game a little further away from the rim. He finished with 10 points on the night with 6 rebounds and 2 assists, while Murray had 17 points tied for a leading scorer on the night. 6 for 12 from the field, 5 for 5 from the free throw line, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. And 1 steal and just 1 turnover. That's good to see. Let's talk about the new guys, Joe. Let's start with Doug McDermott. 21 minutes, 9 points. Took 1 3-point shot and missed it, but 3 for 7. What did you see out of McDermott?
McDermott, I mean, you know, you kind of look to see what he's going to be able to contribute. You know, and I mean, it was only what he paid 21 minutes. He had a total of 9 points, you know, and it wasn't a bad night. You know, I think he's going to be one of your solid role players, you know. Mm-hmm. He was a little active, you know. He had four rebounds, I believe, for the night. He had didn't have any steals, didn't have any blocks. He had three turnovers, you know. So, I mean, it is what it is on that end, you know. But overall, I mean, he did make some threes, Jeff, you know, as far, not threes, but his free throw attempts. He was 100% from the line. So you kind of like his free throw shooting out there. But, you know, I mean, I want to see a little bit more out of him. You know, I was really more excited about one Jock Landale. I mean, this kid really excited me, you know, as far as what he was able to do. He just seemed very active. You know, he was all over the court, played great defense, rebounding inside the paint, was playing, you know, aggressive defense, was able to pass the ball, you know, quite well. I mean, I liked a lot of things that I saw out of Jock Landale. I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, the full plethora of what Doug McDermott can do. I mean, he doesn't get his nickname Dougie McBuckets for nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Again, he's in the first game. It happens, you know?
Yeah. With McDermott, I chalk that up to just him getting used to his new teammates, new surroundings, and nothing more than that. Obviously, you know, when the games matter, I think he'll definitely show up and do his thing. You mentioned Landale. Yeah, I mean, the rookie, wow. 15 minutes, 8 points. He had some very Manu-esque passes, assist throughout the game. He had one great one. I think he passed it off to, what was it? I think it was Vassell. I think it was Murray, and he just did a kind of up and under shot off the pass from Landale. He said he can hit the 3-point shot, and he showed it 2 for 4 from the 3-point line. That's going to bode well for him if he wants to crack the San Antonio rotation, at least the big man rotation. 3 for 6 from the field, Joe. 6 rebounds. And was a +5 on the night. So yeah, the rookie looks pretty good. Speaking of new guys, the new old guy, I guess, Bryn Forbes, he made his second debut for the Spurs against the Jazz. 17 minutes, Joe, 11 points, 2 for 4 from the 3-point line. What did you see out of Bryn Forbes? It's that time of year again, and all eyes are turning to football as teams are back in the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline, your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL Survivor contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and get yourself a 100% welcome bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Use promo code LOCKEDON.
The two turnovers is what I want to point out. just playing.
Well, he had zero turnovers on the night, so he played a clean basketball.
Yeah, I'm just giving him a hard time, Jeff. I'm just saying he had two personal fouls. He didn't have any turnovers. Yeah. But, I mean, it is what it is with Bryn Forbes. He's going to be that streaky shooter that gets things going. He was 2-4 from beyond the arc, you know, 50%. Shot at 50% for the night, 4-8, you know. He made 8 field goal attempts. He made 4 of those. Played 17 minutes, 15 seconds. I mean, he is what he is at this point. You know, he's going to be one of those guys that you're going to look to get you some buckets when no one can hit the, you know, the broadside of the barn, Jeff. You know, he needs to be that guy to be able to give you some points. That's why he's out there. He's just out there to shoot. And, you know, he didn't have a bad night. You know, you like what you saw out of him. Looked like he felt comfortable. Didn't really miss a beat. So I look forward to seeing what he can do for us this season, especially when we get in those games where they can't buy a shot, Jeff. And we saw a lot of that last season.
You know, Bryn is Bryn. He's there for making 3-point shots and what have you. So there were moments where, you know, the defense looked suspect against Utah. And it was individual defense, I should say. But again, you didn't bring this person to bring him back for that. They brought him back just to help the 3-point shooting. And he definitely did that. Now, you know, I expect the 3-point shot to fall more as the season goes on. It was just the first game. We got to keep that in mind. But a 4-for-8 shooting overall, 2-for-4 from the 3-point line with 11 points, 2 assists. So, yeah, you cannot ask. And just 17 minutes, Joe. So remember, there was one fear among fans where like, oh, he's going to get 25 or more minutes. 17 minutes, excuse me, off the bench is just about right, Joe, from Bryn Forbes. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it is just about right. I mean, you're not going to give him a whole ton of minutes, you know, because you got to see what you got out of the other guys as well. But for what Bryn Forbes can bring to the team, I mean, and his shooting prowess, I mean, you got to love what he can do for us. And as I stated, especially when the games get kind of dead for us, you know, where it looks like we're left for dead. Nobody can knock down a shot. That's where you're going to look to Bryn Forbes to kind of revitalize the team and get you a bucket. You know, and not only that, Jeff, but he also can shoot the three. And, you know, we kind of talked about that during the context of the game. You know, it's like, oh, great, here we go with the threes again, because nobody was making them early on. But, you know, got Bryn Forbes out there who gave you 50% from three. So you love what you're seeing out of that. Hopefully everything will continue and it'll trend upwards, you know, and not down for us, because, I mean, we want them to win at least 28 plus games, you know, maybe 30 games. And if they don't, it's okay. You know, hey, we get a high draft pick. But needless to say, the expectation of Spurs fans right now is kind of high just from one preseason game. So that's why I'm like, you know, kind of like you, Jeff, let's kind of pump the brakes first. It's just one preseason game, but I know there's a lot to be excited about.
Yeah, there's a lot to be excited about. And, you know, and I get why Spurs fans are excited. Look, many naysayers think the Spurs are not going to do anything this upcoming season. I mean, Vegas has them as winning just 28 games, and that is it. But, you know, Lonnie Walker said ahead of the game that the team is hearing the noise, hearing the negativity. That's fueling them. So hopefully this will be a good thing for them as the season rolls on. Kind of use it as fuel, locker room fuel, so they can just shock the world. We are talking with Joe Garcia. He is with Two Shots Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast right now. Woo, Joe. Time to talk about the star of the night. If you thought it was Kelton, and if you thought it was going to be Vassell,
Hey, you thought it was going to be Eubanks. You would be wrong. It was the teenager. Josh Primo, 19 years old, and came in and made his NBA debut, Joe. And what a debut was it?
It was a debut. I mean, 17 minutes, 40 seconds that he played. He made 8 field goal attempts. He hit 7 of those, shooting for 87.5% for the night. He attempted 4 threes. He made 3 of those, shooting 75% from beyond the arc for the night. He didn't go to the stripe, you know, but he did end up with 17 points for the night, you know. He had 3 personal fouls, 2 turnovers, a steal, an assist. And, you know, in the plus minus, he was a plus 6 for the night. So you liked a lot out of what you saw from the kid. You know, you saw little flashes of what could possibly, you know, be in the next couple of seasons. You know, if he develops the right way, I think this can be a special kid. You know, one of the things that I was kind of surprised by is his size, Jeff. The kid's kind of long and lengthy up there, you know? It's like he's not one of those small kids. He's got that baby face on him, and you're thinking, oh, he's going to be tiny. No, he's got some length to him, Jeff. So I like what I saw out of Josh Primo. I know a lot of Spurs fans were like, he's ready now. He's ready now. And I'm like, no, he's not ready right now. It's preseason. He's going to probably wind up spending a lot of time in the G League. We both know this, Jeff. He's going to get called up here and there, but for the most part, he's going to spend a lot of time in the G League. But I get it, Spurs fans. I like what I saw out of the kid. You know, I think he has a bright future ahead of him. I just, you know, let's see how he develops. And, you know, let's not just put a lot of pressure on him just yet. He had one good game. Let's just see how he develops and what he can do in the next preseason game.
I like the poise. The poise was just great. He made it look very easy on that court. Yeah, sure, he got into foul trouble very early, but that's expected, you know. But he seemed like he didn't miss a beat, as if he had been playing in the league for years. And look, again, you know, I get it. The Jazz were not at full strength. You know, it was, you know, late in the second half when he got run. But he started out the game. I think he hadn't missed a shot for quite some time. He's taking 3-point shots with confidence. He didn't look like he was hesitating, tacked the rim, set up his teammates pretty well. He showed a complete package on that court. And look, you know, he looked primed and ready. And we'll see if he can sustain that. That's the thing with me. Can he sustain this when he gets more minutes? Is he likely to get minutes against the Pistons in the next preseason game? Obviously, he is. But for him to show up 18 minutes, 17 points, tied for the first leading scorer on the night, you got to like that. You really got to like that. And look, two turnovers. That's it. Overall, Primo was the star of the night. A lot of Spurs fans were jumping Primo up and down.
He was Primo.
He definitely was Primo. He definitely was the prime player for the Spurs in that second half. But overall, I just see this as a good foundation, Joe. A good foundation for him to build on. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a great foundation for him to build on. I'm sure his confidence right now is at an all-time high, you know, and I'm sure his teammates are kind of pumping his ego right now, too. You know, they're probably happy for the kid. You know, they know how hard he works in practice, and he kind of wants to make a name for himself, improve himself, you know, not just to the league, but also to his, you know, his teammates and his coaches. So I'm happy for the kid. I mean, he had a great night. I mean, what else do you want out of him? You know, hopefully, you know, when he has the next game, if he gets some minutes in the next preseason game, he's going to shell out again. I mean, this is his time to shine. You know, you really want to make a name for yourself. Show us what you can do right now in the preseason, you know, and start creating that buzz about you, you know. So the media is going to keep on asking the, you know, Coach Pop and the coaching staff and the players about Primo, Primo, Primo. Hey, that's what the fans want. They're going to wind up giving the kid some run, you know?
I mean, he was, you know, he's like that. He's that movie star in a movie that steals the scene, steals the show. That's what he was to me. I mean, just he came on, just everybody's like, whoa, where did this come from? I mean, fans were just with their jaws dropped seeing what Primo did on that court. Hey, thanks again for making Locked On Spurs your first listen every day. We're about to get into our final segment here. And when we're done, though, make sure your second listen today is going to be Locked On Fantasy Basketball, the number one fantasy basketball podcast. Joe, let's kind of sum up our thoughts. We've been saying a lot of positives, and this is, which rightfully so, they earned it. You know, they beat the you know what out of the Jazz. But were there any concerns for you? Were there something that really was bothering you as the night was going on?
You know, one of the things that did concern me is Lonnie Walker. Again, you know, 19 minutes. I mean, I know it's only one preseason game, but 3 points in 19 minutes? You know, to me, that's a little concerning. I kind of wanted to see a little bit more out of him. Wanted to see what he could do. I mean, this is going to be what his contract year, if I remember correctly, Jeff. So you're going to want to shell out. You're going to want to show your progression as far as your growth. What have you learned? What can you do out there? We really didn't know as Spurs fans what his identity was, what he could actually do, because he was kind of in that shadow of one DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan's not here. You can't hide behind him anymore. You know, I kind of expected a little bit more out of the kid. Get that tonight. So that's something for me that I'm definitely going to look at. Also looking at Luka Šimunić, I need to see a little bit more out of him as well. Didn't get much playing time tonight, 9 minutes, 39 seconds. But he did have a little bit more points than Lonnie Walker. He had 6 points versus Lonnie's 3, you know. So I'm sure that Lonnie was doing some other things, you know, out there on the court as well that don't, you know, that don't show up in the stat line. But, you know, you want to see him be able to contribute to the team, you know, and more than just 3 points. I mean, we need a little bit more out of him, especially if he's going to be that, you know, role player. He's going to be coming off the bench, you know. From time to time, we know Coach Pop might start him depending on who's injured or matchup wise. You're just going to want to see more productivity out of him. And I haven't really seen that going back to last season. Now we're going into preseason, game one, 19 minutes, 3 points. That's really not going to cut it, Jeff.
He was the first person off that bench, Joe, that six-man role. Do you want him seeing – would you like for him to stay there, or do you think he'd be better suited in the first unit?
I think if you put him in that second unit, the pressure kind of comes off him, you know, because he's going to be running with that second unit. I think if you insert him into the starting five, it might be a little bit too much pressure for him, you know. And that's the thing, you know, Lonnie has always said that, you know, he needs to get his head right. And I understand that aspect, you know, the mental part of the game is just as important as the physical part of the game. You know, sometimes he just needs to find what's going to work for him to get his mind right, to get him in that train of thinking where he becomes very focused, you know. And I think him coming off that bench is going to help him tremendously in that aspect. I just want to see him be a little bit more productive as the season wanes on. You know, I know it's preseason right now. I'm just keeping a close eye on Lonnie, keeping a close eye on Luka.
There's one player I'm keeping an eye on. This is Derek White. I want to keep an eye on him. Now, look, did he have a solid game? You know, all things considering, it was not horrible. You know, it wasn't terrible. You know, what, 21 minutes, you know, plus 12, you know, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, a block. But the shot looked a little off, 2 for 9 from the field, 1 for 5 from the three-point line. You mentioned that earlier in the show, you know, his three-point shot. But overall, I think it needs to get better. I think his shooting needs to get better. You know, he's entering, you know, whatever it was, his fourth, fifth year already. So, yeah, I expected a lot more out of him, considering the fact that he had an injury-riddled season last year. Joe, were you expecting more out of Derek White, or are you still kind of saying, you know, well, let's just see how he gets as the season goes on?
It's going to be the same thing with him. I mean, we know that he's one of our better defensive players out there on the court. You know, let's just kind of see what happens as, you know, we get further along in the preseason and even into, you know, the regular season. I'm hoping that, you know, he's going to go ahead and turn things around. He just might be out of rhythm. I mean, really, he had injuries, you know, that kind of kept him out. He wasn't really 100 last season. So that might still be, you know, kind of waning on him a little bit. And it's, you know, probably just getting in his head. You know, he's just getting those game day jitters. You know, you got to shake off the rust. And that's kind of what I'm attributing this, you know, lackluster performance for. It was just rust, Jeff. And it wasn't that bad. I mean, he had 6 points. You know, it wasn't 3 points in 19 minutes like Lonnie Walker had. So, you know, he contributed a little bit more. But, yeah, I mean, it's just a game. First game jitters, Jeff. Let's say that.
Absolutely. And overall, though, I mean, again, solid effort from beginning to end. You know, he has your surprises, you know, your Josh Primo, your Landau, and his assist ability, you know, his facilitating. You had Murray, you know, tied for leading score. A lot of good things coming out of this game that you can build on, you know, if you're the Spurs moving forward. You know, this is what the preseason is about, Joe. It's about shaking the rust off. It's about getting familiar with your teammates. It's about chemistry, something that Lonnie Walker spoke ahead of the preseason game versus Utah, that they have a lot of good chemistry and that they're going to hold each other accountable on the court as well. That it's not just fun and games, that, you know, they know they have work to do. But you liked the start to the season. 111-85 is your final score. Preseason game number one under the Spurs collective belts. They'll next play the Pistons in preseason game number two. Regular season is right around the corner, Joe. How are you feeling?
A little nervous, to be honest with you. You know, and like I said, I don't care what anybody says. I did put that out there on Twitter tonight. This team is going to be fun to watch. Is it going to translate into a lot of wins? Like I keep saying, probably not. Does it mean that this team is going to absolutely make the playoffs? Who knows, you know, but either way, I'm just going to enjoy the ride, have fun with it. And whatever happens during the regular season, it happens. Can't control it. Just go out and support the team and have fun. You know, I mean, we all went through a lot this last season with the pandemic. And then even the teams, you know, like midway through the season, it's just crazy how everything just came to a halt. Then you go ahead and go to the bubble and everything gets started again. Yeah. And exactly. I'm just like, man, it was just crazy. So hopefully we can come kind of back to normal again, you know, and just have a regular season, Jeff. You know, to me, that would be a great thing. You know, we don't have to deal with the COVID-19 exactly. and the pandemic so much. Things can kind of subside a little bit. I'm just looking forward to seeing Spurs basketball and just having fun looking at the growth of the team.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, it was good to see the AT&T Center with fans. People were still wearing their masks, but it was just to see everybody back. You know, we're in an arena that's allowed to be at full capacity. So hopefully the Spurs fans will go out there. There was some empty seats I noticed throughout the game, Joe. But again, I'll chalk that up to preseason. Hopefully, you know, come the regular season, the AT&T Center is packed to the brim, with Spurs fans shouting out "Go Spurs, go!" throughout the entire game. Joe, tell us what's going on with Two Shots Podcast.
Well, Two Shots Podcast is going to be cranking out some new episodes probably tomorrow, which is going to be Tuesday. And on Thursday. So we're going to be talking about San Antonio Spurs basketball, NFL football, you know, combat sports, and whatever else, you know, we want to talk about. And maybe we might be getting into some geek talk, which is a little favorite pastime of Jeff's and mine. We got to do something else, you know, mm-hmm. throughout the day to keep things fun, you know?
Absolutely. Again, make sure to follow Joe on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. Hey, look, we get it. You have a lot to choose from, but we want to thank you again for making Locked On Spurs your first listen every day. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode of Locked On Spurs. Likely to be discussing the next game, which is against the Pistons, and much, much more. Now, for your second listen today, make sure to listen to Locked On Fantasy Basketball with Josh Lloyd. He's been doing an amazing season preview series. And make sure to subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Spurs. It'll do exactly that. So for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs. We'll